Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Y'all know who it is. Yeah. Y'all know it's Brown Sugar in the house. We getting caught tonight. Hey. Come on, y'all, come on. It's Thursday night. And we gonna let it do what it do on Brown Sugar Radio. That's what's up. Oh, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio to all of my listeners at this time. I just want to say,
yeah, boy.
We getting it started tonight. And, you know, I just really, really appreciate Blog Talk Radio, all of the loyal listeners. I appreciate all of, you know, everyone, I guess, that has contributed to all of the different shows, all the hosts that are on Blog Talk Radio, how we network together. Y'all know I got to show love for the L word. And I just really appreciate, you know, every time I come on to do a show, it truly just shows me how the power of broadcasting and radio can truly affect one's life. So tonight we just going to get it off your chest, whatever's on your mind. You can certainly call in and let us know your thoughts. Tell us what's going on. And I want to welcome all of the listeners in the chat room. I see that we have 12456. We got guest 3192, Steve Smooth. I love New York. Welcome. And I know more listeners will certainly come through as the show continues. But tonight we're just going to do a brief segment. And I just wanted to find out, you know, what's happening with everybody. Y'all can certainly call in. But before you start calling in, I just got to get some stuff that's on my mind out. And tonight was actually, before I get into the celebrity news, okay, tonight we were supposed to have Trina. And something came up, and she was not able to make it due to schedule conflicting and the time. So we're going to make it happen next Thursday, January 31st at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For those of you, like I said, who are Trina-aholics, love themselves some Trina, definitely y'all know that you're welcome to come back and join us next week. We will certainly make it up to you. But by all means, you know Brown Sugar Radio, we're going to keep it rolling doing what we do. And I just got to let y'all know that without each and every one of you, certainly the show wouldn't be as exciting and fun. And so I just want to talk about some things that's on my mind right now, and I just really don't even know where to begin. I think what we're going to talk about first is Chris Brown. Let's just talk about him a little bit. Hi. Now, thing is, Chris Brown, I don't know. I really just believe that. Well, actually, it was alleged. Let me start over here. Don't do it like this. It's alleged that Chris Brown is getting sued. Okay. John Foxtel, okay, is a concert set designer, and he's supposed to be filing a $1 million lawsuit, okay, against the touring company, saying that he wasn't getting paid and all this kind of stuff. And I want to know y'all thoughts about that. You know, is it true? Is it just hearsay? I mean, just like they said, Chris Brown and Bow Wow was beefing. Then we get on 106 and Park, and they said, no, it's just a bunch of hearsay. So, I mean, what's really going on? You know what I mean? What is really going on? I'll tell you. Well, if it ain't true, certainly, y'all call in. Let me know. Let our sister know. Have y'all heard the updates on Chris Brown. Is it true? The next thing, y'all know I love me some Janet Jackson, honey. I've been following Janet way back since What Have You Done For Me Lately, okay? Yes. Y'all know that Janet has a new single that's being released, and it's called Feedback. And, you know, y'all remember when MTV would not play any of her videos and whatnot because all that drama that happened with the Super Bowl, right? Well, back in 94, y'all remember that stuff. Anyway, hopefully, I believe that they are going to smooth over all of that, you know, chaos and stuff that took place. And they're just going to go ahead and you know, let bygones be bygones. It's over. You know what I mean? Hey, this is how I feel about it. If they can let Justin Timberlake be on there, then dang it, they can let Janet be back on MTV too. Hey, both of them were in it, right? So, anyway, y'all show my girl Janet Jackson some love. Y'all know Janet Jackson, like I said, her last album that she launched out didn't do as well as I would have liked to have been, you know? And I don't know. I just truly believe that, you know, we just got to keep showing her some love and supporting her. And that's the best thing that we can do. So, anyway, on to some more news. You know, I just am really, really shocked about this whole Britney Spears thing that was taking place. And I don't know. I've got mixed emotions on that. All you got to do is just pretty much open any page in the internet, and you'll see Britney or her sister. Speaking of her sister, y'all, this is what really tripped me out, okay? I mean, it really, really, really tripped me out. I was at work today, and one of my co-workers came up to me, and she was like, you know what, girl? She said, I heard that, you know, Britney Spears' little sister is giving her baby away. And I was like, what? I'm like, wait, where you hear this from? You know, I'm just sitting up there tripping because, like I said, I had never heard nothing like that. So, you know me, Brown Sugar, your girl, had to kind of research and find out if this was the real or not. You feel me? Because I don't want to be spreading no rumors or anything, but she came up to me and she was telling me about it, and I was just like, okay. So I researched it. Well, she is giving her baby away, but it's to her mother. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, is she really going to give away her baby? So, anyway, as I did my research and I found out that Jamie Lynn Spears is going to give her baby to her mom because, you know, she just feels like she wants to focus on her career, you know, and taking care of a baby it would certainly draw away from that. You know, it's a lot of work, and for those of us who are single parents, we certainly know that being a single parent is a lot of work, right? Definitely. So that's so far what I have researched now. Don't take that for granted. But, you know, that's what's on my mind. That is what's on my mind. The topic of the show, J5, is what's on your mind? What's on your mind? You can call in, certainly vent, share with us what, you know, what you're thinking about on this Thursday evening. Holler at us. Let us know at 646-716-8697. 646-716-8697. Come through and just, you know, we're just talking about life, you know. So, anyway, I wanted to also talk about something that was really, really interesting. You know, I was looking at a TV program, and it was talking about single women, okay? And since, you know, we're going to have Trina next week and single again, you know, I was thinking this whole thing would certainly fit in with this topic. And the topic was where to find rich, single men and women in the United States. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, everybody want a brother, you know what I mean, or a sister that's, you know, holding it together. Hey, Hill Girl, what's happening? I want to acknowledge y'all in the chat room, guest 3213. I appreciate all of y'all coming through, showing some love. just made an announcement. Y'all can certainly call in. We just are having a show tonight on What's On Your Mind. We have to reschedule Trina because an event came up and something unexpected happened, and so she will come through and show us some love next Thursday at 7. Excuse me. Next Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So call in, 646-716-8697. Let us know what's on your mind. Most definitely. I do see a caller on the line here, and we're going to go ahead and pick you up. 678, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. 678, you're on the air with
Brown Sugar. It's your girl, Sherry Hill.
Hey, what's going on, Sherry?
To make sure that I listened to your show tonight, and then as soon as I logged on, I heard you talking about where we can find rich single men. So I definitely wanted to make sure I got in on this show.
Okay.
So where would that be?
Girl, I'm about to lay it on down. Here I go right now. I'm a name where we can find the top 10 cities where we can find rich single men, and then the top 10 cities where we can find rich single, well, not we, but the brothers out there, rich single women. Okay, you ready for this?
If you must tell them, go ahead.
Okay. I know, right? Here we go. All right. Number 10. For top 20 cities to find single men, my lady. San Diego, California. Number 9, Washington, D.C. Number 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number 7, Austin, Texas. Number 6, I see y'all pack it up in the chat room. Let me know now. Let me know if y'all from any of these top states. Fremont, California. Number 5, San Francisco, California. Now, ain't I said California about 3 times, girl?
Yeah, you have. I think I'm going to Cali.
Okay. Number 4.
I'm not too sure about the San Francisco, though. That's kind of scary right there.
Okay. Number 4, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Then we got number 3, and for those of you just joining us, these are the top 10 cities where to find a single rich man, according to the population and the tolls that was taken. Arlington, Texas. Are y'all ready for the top 2 states and cities? My lady. Number 2 is Salt Lake City, Utah. And number 1, I'm sorry, Baby Smooth. I see you, Steve Smooth. Look, he's talking about Lexington, Mississippi. Nah, baby.
Listen, I ain't mad at him about that Mississippi. If you heard of me in Mississippi, tell him I'm on my way.
Okay. Look, the number 1 city to find a single rich man, my ladies, is San Jose, California. Yes.
Hey, Brown Sugar, ain't you in California?
I'm in Vegas, girl.
Oh, you're in Vegas. Okay.
Yeah. The glamour state. But we're going to give it up for the top 10 city for my brother. Yeah. All right. Now, we got, for the brothers out there, okay, I know y'all want to know, what about the women, okay? We're going to show the women some love, yes, we're going to show the women some love, the top 10 rich women, okay? My brothers, is y'all ready for this? All right, number 10. Dang, I'm looking at this list, I'm like, what's going on?
I already know my city's on that list. I know that black women in the A are representing.
Girl, number 10 is, girl, I'm tripping off of this. They talking about the Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What?
Did you hear that? Milwaukee, Wisconsin for rich women.
Hot. Hold on. That's a hot mess. What is they talking about here? Look, look, now I'm going to get debative, right, when they talking about women. Ah, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Number 9. Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Number 8. Is Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Number 7 is Detroit, Michigan. Then, you know what? I'm looking at this list. I'm just really getting sad. I'm like, this can't be right. Hold on. Oh, oh. Okay. Whew. My song's skipping and everything. Look, even the song don't agree with what's going on here. Oh, Lord. We got to try this again, y'all. Number 6 is Philadelphia. 5, Chicago. And for those of you who are joining us, just joining us, this is the top 10 cities to find a rich single woman in the United States. Number 4. My girl Sherry, I gotta give it up for Atlanta. Number 3, Boston. Boston. Number 2 is New York City. Smooth said hell to the nah in the chat room. And number 1, the number 1 city to find a rich single woman in the United States is Washington, D.C. Yes, Washington, D.C. So, brothers, y'all better relocate, find you some new jobs, whatever y'all got to do to make it happen, and find those women, because those women are in those states that I just named. So do what y'all got to do, brothers. Yes, that is the top 10. Sherry is joining us again. I lost you, Sherry.
I know. Now, was the A on that list, though?
Yeah, oh, damn, you missed it, girl.
I missed it.
Girl, don't you hate them cell phones? Look, as soon as I announced it, I said, dang it, I lost her.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
Number four.
Yes.
ATL, yes, sir, I can represent that. And I know that not only can you find some rich black women here, but black people, period, in the A are representing, that's for sure. So.
Okay. That's what's up. That is what's up. Yes, so. Recap.
Durham, huh? For both men and women.
Yeah. I need to relocate, huh, with the quickness.
Think I'm lying. You do not want to be in the... There's some single rich people here in the A, but trust me, you do not want to be in the dating game down here in the A.
Yeah,
it's scandalous. It is very scandalous.
Very scary. Girl. So today's topic, just basically we are talking about, you know, what's on your mind. What's on your mind, girl?
You spoke with me the last couple of days, and I tell you what, on top of all this worry to find rich men and all of that, where do you find the good ones? Because at this point, they could be broke as hell.
Okay. For real. You ain't said number one.
Find people who really know how to be in love, and that's a big thing right there to say that. I mean, we all out here falling in love and getting involved in relationships, but very few of us know how to be in a love relationship in a mature fashion and manner where we know how to share our feelings and concerns and all that stuff without causing the drama. So that's where my mind is today.
Okay, for real. And I hear you on that. You know, and it's really sad. It seems like it's so easy to fall in love, you know what I mean? And, gosh, it's just hard staying in love, you know?
That's it.
I'm married.
You know, my friends call me the queen of marriage because I've been married so many times. And it's like, where is that soulmate, that love at first sight person? Where is that person at? I mean, does that really exist, or are we just out here haphazardly doing the damn thing without really knowing the rules?
Exactly. You know, what does it take in order to make a relationship successful? Anybody know? Holler at us at 646-716-8697. Get it off your chest tonight. What's on your mind, y'all? Call in. Show some love. I mean, you know, this is a venue session, a waiting to exhale, whatever y'all want to call it, okay? Locker room session, whatever. Come through, let us know what's on your mind. You know what? Girl, I just think with life, period, it's always going to be some ups and downs, no matter what. But in relationships particularly, it just seems like it takes that extra step and that extra effort. You know what I mean?
It does. And, I mean, I've been willing to give that extra step and that extra effort, but it's always a relationship is a 50-50 thing. And it's just so crazy because everybody out here has got this different way of the way they perceive a relationship to be. And what I found is that there's 1,000 guys out there who've read this book out there that exists somewhere in the universe about what a wife is supposed to be, but somehow they miss that book that says what a husband is supposed to be. And it's like, you read my book, why didn't you read the one for me?
Yeah, for real. You know,
There are ups and downs in life, and we have to take, I guess, the good with the bad and keep rolling with the punches.
And keep it rolling. Keep it all the way rolling. 347, I see you. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Like I said, please hold because I don't want to lose you. This is going to be a great topic. We'll be back after this quick commercial break.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined Dee's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that I...
Yeah. Those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about Dee's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses Dee's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about Dee's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You crazy.
Join now and get 50% off Dee's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929. Or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
All right, y'all, we are back. And today's topic is what's on your mind? Call in, get it off your chest, let us know what's happening on Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you so much, 347, for patiently holding. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's going on?
You know who this is.
You gonna join Sherry and I on how to find true love and all that good stuff, or how to make relationships last, or what's on your mind?
I want to know why is the only reason black people vote for Obama is because he's black. That's the thing. All right, first of all, what's irritating me, and I can't wait for my show on Saturday because I'm going to make a lot of people mad, but you know what? I really don't give a damn. Because it seems like now, the only reason why black people are getting into politics is because Obama, wow, he's a black man. And because he's black doesn't mean he's a great candidate. And, you know, and it's irritating me. On other shows I listen to, and in the street, national radio and everything, people are saying, oh, well, you know what, I'm voting for Obama because he's black. Why? His skin color... don't mean anything, because what people don't understand, the black-on-black crime is more prevalent than white-on-black crime. And what I'm trying to say, what I mean by that is that because the man is black doesn't mean he gives a damn about his own people. Because what people who may not know this, Obama and the Vice President of the United States, they're first cousins.
I ain't know nothing about that.
Yes, this was I heard this on several shows, like a Bazin show, Tom and Joyner show, and this was even written in National Magazine. So people rioted Obama's, you know what? He's black. Let's vote for him. Let's put a black man in office. Don't vote for the man because he's black. Vote for him because he makes sense. And so on. And to me, Steve said he ain't black. He light skinned. So yeah, you're right. He's not black. Because Obama, he is the dark, he's a brown skinned George Bush. Okay.
Ooh. Well, you can hear the.
I got to cut in on this brother now because now you got my blood boiling for real.
Oh, but no, I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna say this, if he, you know, I hope he does win. So when he gets in there and fuck over all of us people of color, I want to hear everybody. They'd be like, oh, well, damn, I shouldn't have voted for him. People vote for him because he's black. That's the only reason.
J5, for all of my loyal listeners that have just joined us. He's on the line with Sherry and I, and, you know, he's been very, very passionate about this topic for quite some time. I've actually heard his show and him on other stations. He's felt this way. Go ahead, Sherry, and address your opinion.
It got my heart boiling. I don't even know where to start, because the thing about it is that it's not about black people voting for Obama just because he's black. And then, in a sense, it is, because what you just said was that we got more black-on-black crime than we have white-on-white crime. And you know why that is?
I said white-on-black crime. I said white-on-black crime.
Okay, like, all right. Let us finish this, Chicago.
You're saying that the black-on-black crime is worse, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know why that is? Because for so many years, now the white man's job is done. He doesn't have to do anything to us anymore because we're doing it to ourselves. The KKK is now the black boys in the hood. That's the reason why white people ain't doing nothing to us anymore, because the job is well done by us. And the thing is that it's not about voting for Obama just because he's black. It's about having some damn pride for once, having some unity and standing up and being a race together. If this guy was Mexican, everybody with a damn lawnmower on the back of their damn truck would go get registered to vote. And the bottom line is that he is a black man, and he does stand for something. Nobody can fuck up this country any worse than Bush has already done. So there ain't no reason for us to be concerned about that, because this country is already in the toilet. And it ain't have nothing to do with skin color, experience, and nothing else. It's just based on pure ignorance, and black people have been voting, and they've been voting for people who've already fucked them over. So there is no way. Well, from here, we can't go nowhere but up. Because we've already been fucked over for years and years and years. Nobody that's run for office really gives a shit about what happens to black people. And all we can do at this point is hope that this black man, and he is a black man, that's very married to a very real black woman with a very real black family, that I can't wait to sit my kids down in front of the TV and show them, here's something positive for you to see that's going on in the black race, other than who Gucci mamas dancing across the stage, half-ass naked, black men calling women bitches and hoes, and black men killing each other. So if I can sit my child down in front of a TV and say, listen, this black man is the president of the United States, then finally I have some positivity to share with my children where they can be proud to be in the skin that they are in. And that's the problem with black people. We hate ourselves so damn bad that we hate putting ourselves and aligning ourselves with anything or anybody that's positive in the black race, because we're scared it might take something from us. And it is so sad that black people have the nerve to be going around talking about why should I vote for Obama when I don't know what he's about. But half of y'all lined y'all's asses up to go vote for Bush.
Right.
And that's really terrible. It really is. I mean, this guy.
First of all,
you know what?
I didn't vote for Bush.
I know plenty of black. I live in the ATL, and all of these big mega churches with 10 and 15,000 members, they all voted for Bush. And you know why? Because Bush was protecting these big-ass preachers and all that money that they squandering from their damn members. And the bottom line is that there was a white man on TV the other day that said something that hurt me to my damn heart. He said, why is it that the African Americans had to wait for white Americans to endorse a black man before they could jump on his bandwagon. That right there is sad. And if y'all think that white people ain't looking at black people right now, if this was Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, y'all can say what the hell y'all want to say about them, because black as they are, I would not vote for either one of them, because I don't feel like they represent the political world. But finally, we have an intelligent man with a lot of things that he's trying to bring to this world for change, but yet we want to jump on Hillary's damn bandwagon? What the hell,
ever? First of all, what change is Obama trying to make? I've been following the debate. Obama, he hasn't even made positive changes in his own damn city, Chicago. So if he can't make changes in one city, what, you think he's really going to care about the national government? This man, he believes and supports everything that Bush is doing, is saying. This man believes in keeping innocent soldiers over in another country.
Now, where in hell did you get that from?
That's not support that war.
I don't know where you're getting your information from. But
I've been listening to a lot of national radio shows and reading a lot of magazines and the election magazines. Obama cares as much about the black people as you would say, Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. At least one thing about Al Sharpton, although I think the man has some serious issues, at least one thing about Al Sharpton, he keeps it real. Obama, he's just a face in the forefront, putting his face out there, saying what he's going to say, because, you know, people are going to buy into it.
J5, where are you getting all this information from, sweetie? Like, as far as, you know, these statistics about Obama?
They said on a lot of election shows. I even heard on the Tom Joyner show. Obama, he supports the war.
No, he doesn't. I don't think they would lie
on a national talk radio show.
You don't think that they would lie? The media is known for spreading lies. That's what their damn job is all about. Don't sit there and say you don't believe they would lie. They would say whatever they want to persuade people the way that they think. That's what media is all about, persuasion.
Tom Joyner is like Michael Bazin. They support the black public, the black media, and everything. And Tom Joyner even came out himself. He said, you know what, I support Obama because of certain things he's trying to do, but when I vote for him, I can't see myself going to the poll and vote for him. All right,
don't you think that is still a little too premature, because we still have until November? I mean, this is only January. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, unless
you gather your
November.
Thoughts right now. You know, allow him the opportunity to continue to show you. You know what I mean? I'm the kind of person, you can talk all day, but you can show me better than you can tell me. So, you know, I've really been following the different candidates, and, you know, kind of figuring out, because at a point I was undecided. I'm going to be honest. I was very undecided, and I felt like between Hillary and Obama, I really didn't know, because I love Bill Clinton. And then, you know how people say, well, having Hillary back will be just like having Bill. You know, well, maybe it's time for change. Or is that the good thing? Do we need another Clinton to clean up after another Bush? You know, will history repeat itself? So, I mean, I don't know. I can honestly tell you that I have leaned more towards Obama at this moment, only because of the simple fact that I believe that he's the best candidate. Now, is it because he's black? I'm not going to lie to you and say that that is something that I'm impressed with. Absolutely I am, because 50 years ago it would have been unheard of a black candidate, please, let alone a woman candidate. You feel me? So,
how come when Jesse Jackson was running, trying to make a change, he couldn't even get black people to come out there and vote?
And Jesse Jackson is ignorant in my eyes, and just because he's black, that doesn't, just like I said about Obama, just because he's black doesn't warrant a vote from me. But the fact that he is black, he does have some political history. He does speak intelligently and is not embarrassed, and he's not up there on the podium like he's preaching to people. Then, I will vote for him. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, as far as I'm concerned, they're not my leaders. If y'all choose to say he's y'all's leader, that's on y'all. But those two black men, to me, leave a whole lot to be desired in a bunch of areas that I won't even touch on because it's unfair to talk about them because I'm trying to make a point about Obama. But the bottom line is that it's not about voting for somebody just because they're black. And what we need to remember as black people is that we can forget about anybody helping us until we start helping our damn selves. And the bottom line is that we're the biggest consumers in the world. Nobody purchases more items than black people do, but yet we're the poorest. We invest the less. We build businesses less than everybody else, but yet we spend we put billions of dollars into this economy, but yet we're the brokest people in the economy, and that's terrible. So we can quit looking to any president. I don't care who wins. At this point, ain't none of them going to be out there making the changes that need to be changed in the black race because one man can't do it. It's going to take all of us pulling together and finding some self-love and learning how to love ourselves and our damn race, and then we'll see some change. But as America, period, all this stuff that we're putting on one man to change, it ain't going to happen. It's going to happen with one person, one kind act after another, after another, after another. Until we start treating everybody around us like our brother, I don't give a damn what color they are, then this country will continue to stay messed up. We can't keep putting that on one person, but what I can do is tell you that the decisions that Bush has made for this country is not only an embarrassment to us, but every leader around the world is now looking down on America because we voted this man into office twice. Okay? So everybody in the whole world is looking at us like, what the hell is wrong with the Americans? And the bottom line is that the decisions that he's made for us, are the dollar is weak all around the country now. It used to be a time where you could go overseas to go visit and the dollar was worth 2 and 3 times what other people's dollars are. Now it ain't even worth 50 cents.
And you know why
that is? Because of the state that this country is in based on the decisions that Bush has made for the last 8 years. We weren't like that when Clinton was in office. We've never been in this position where people blatantly disrespect the president the way that they do. But it's not even about, like I said, at this point, it's not even about whether you vote for Obama or not. Because I can tell you this, if Martin Luther King could see what was going on in this country today, he wouldn't be turning over his grave. He'd be doing somersaults.
Oh, believe me.
All the work that he did to make us have some pride in ourselves and give us the right to drink from the same damn fountains as everybody else, we now act like we don't know what the hell that means. We don't have any pride in who we are as a black race. Black people open up a business down the street next to a chink, we'll walk right past that black man and go give that chink who won't give your ass an ounce of respect every damn dollar in our pocket. Because we hate ourselves.
Okay, look, she letting it loose. On that note, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do our celebrity hotspot now. Y'all don't move one notch. Y'all keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio. We're going to go to our celebrity hotspot with Steve Smooth.
Smooth for life, smooth for life.
Right. Welcome to the celebrity hotspot. I'm your host, Steve Smooth. That's right, smooth for life. I'm going to be letting y'all know what's going on out there in the music and celebrity industry out there. You know, first of all, I'm going to start off by talking about Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy, or Diddy Doo-Wop. If y'all ain't heard, well, he's changing his name again, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. P. Puff Diddy Daddy, he's changing his name once again. His new name is Sean Judd. That's right. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, he changed his name to Sean John. So, you know, since 1988, he's been changing his name. So, I mean, he's a grown man. He's making millions of dollars. He can do what he want to do. But I just thought I'd let y'all know about that. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, is changing his name to Sean John once again. And I think he deserves a royal flush for that shit.
called Neo's R. Kelly lawsuit with Juicy. You're not going to believe what I'm hearing right now. Word that's around Neo's camp is that he's suing Beyonce over royalties for her hit single, Irreplaceable. For those of you who do not know, Neo did write the song, Irreplaceable. So, I feel like he's going to be running to the bank real soon from R. Kelly and Beyonce. That's right. Apparently, from an insider, there was a deal made between Beyonce and Neo's camp he was not going to charge for this record, but in exchange for him writing a record for her, she was going to get on his next album. So, apparently she didn't get on his next album. His album is out. We don't hear her on the album, so something wrong there. And I think there's a several flush for that shit.
In other news, rapper Lil Wayne was apparently busted smuggling marijuana and cocaine into Mexico. Say what? Lil Wayne don't do no drugs. I know not Lil Weezy Will. Weezy Elf Baby. Yes, Weezy Elf Baby was arrested for trying to smuggle drugs into Mexico. It is true. The DEA said that rapper Lil Wayne had 29 grams of cocaine and a whole lot of ecstasy in his possession. And two other members of Lil Wayne's party was arrested for 100 and some grams of marijuana. Now, first of all, Lil Weezy, the F Baby. Now, if your bus got flagged down and pulled over for a routine, any kind of stop, you know your target, why don't you just give it to your guys, man? Let them take the rap for you, man. You're too big for that, buddy. I guess money don't buy brains, huh? And for that, I think you deserve the raw flush for that shit. And last but not least, what's going on with all these hip-hop rappers out there? They're getting dropped from the record labels and all of that. Come on now, can't y'all go platinum? Can't you go plastic? Well, word from Def Jam with that. If that boy Nas does not change the title of his album from the N-word, he's going to be released next. Now, it went from, you know the N. Everybody, ain't nobody literally know what the N stands for. So, record label saying that, all the retail record store saying if he does not change the title of their album, they're not going to stock it and they're not going to pre-order the album. So, you know what that means. He didn't go gold on the last album, so, you know, he better change it if he want to feed the family. You know what I'm talking about? So, for that, Nas, you deserve the raw flush for that shit. And that's not it. Atlantic Records has just released a statement saying that they're dropping Lil' Kim. Atlanta Records also dropped Lil' Kim. So, Lil' Kim looks like she's going to be doing independent things. She's still gonna drop an album this spring. So, you know, guess you'll be seeing Lil Kim in the hood riding around, you know what I'm talking about? You wanna buy a CD, you know what I'm saying? Why don't y'all go on and get with Lil Kim and buy that thing from her? Support the girl. You know she was locked up for a year. You know we got support. We got your back, baby. And that's the celebrity hot spot this week. Right here on Brown Sugar Radio. This is your boy Steve Moon. And I'm saying, I'm out.
Move for life. Yeah.
All right. That's our celebrity hotspot from Steve Smooth himself. He did an excellent job. Excellent job. So that's the info and update on celebrities. For those of you who have been following the Lil Wayne case, Lil Kim, and P. Diddy, P. Puffy, Sean John, whatever. So we are back, and we have a heated topic. Hello? Yes?
I want to say something real quick about Lil Wayne. You know that he threw his life away with those drug charges because there was some comment today made that the federal government is looking to get the maximum sentence on him, which is 25 years to life because of drugs and weapons charges.
The federal government wants to
get the full sentencing on him.
No way. Boy, they after him and T.I. like it ain't nothing, huh?
Well, T.I.,
I hate to tell you this, but you know, silences, those alone carry a mandated 10-year sentence. Silences. Now, T.I. was caught with silences and other illegal machine, those machine type weapons. Now, the thing about it, what messed over T.I. was none of his guns were registered. He had his bodyguard.
So if he had been registered with the silencers, he would have been cool.
Well, silencers you can't register. Silencers are illegal unless you...
Illegal.
Unless you
T.I. can't register no guns because he's a felon. So you have a felony, you can't own a gun at all.
So
even if it was guns that could be registered, he still would have went down because he's not supposed... Part of his parole was to not be in possession of any illegal drugs or weapons.
But also the thing is, what saved him a little bit was he wasn't the one caught buying the weapons. He had his bodyguards buying, which is still just as bad. But his bodyguards.
Well, isn't it true that and Smooth? If I don't know if you got any update on this, because Smooth is listening. Isn't it true though that they illegally searched his van? Do either one of y'all know that? So they have to drop the charges.
Well, it wasn't illegally. They pulled him over because they were doing what they call a random search. If they do a random search at like the police have little what do they call those searches to where like certain cars come by, they count certain many cars go by then they stop whatever. So what they said, his van was one of the ones that was stopped, and
but
they said,
that's not true. His the guy that bought the guns, he set him up. He set him up because they were gonna arrest him for the weapons, and he told the cops. He actually told the FBI unit that he was purchasing the guns for T.I. So
Hello?
I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, it was a buzzing sound.
Blog Talk's been tripping off because I was on another show. Remember, this happened to Chi-Town, J5, on her show. Something's going on with the switchboard. I'm glad y'all stayed there because I didn't hang up on you. If it does it again, just hold tight.
I was saying about Lil Wayne and everything. Lil Wayne.
Okay.
He basically, by him having illegal weapons and all those drugs in it, the drugs alone screwed up Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, because, I mean, he had heroin, ecstasy, and cocaine.
Mm-hmm,
cocaine alone is going to get you a minimum of 10 years. He had ecstasy and heroin. I mean, and
that's serious.
And the thing about it was...
And was he selling it or using it? Does anyone know the fact?
No, it was in this... He was on his tour bus or his van, something like that. And, but the thing about it is, he didn't have to be selling, just being in possession of it. You can go to jail being in possession. And plus, he had, they found on weapons. And Lil Wayne, I'm not sure if Lil Wayne is a felon or not. But if he is a felon, he is basically gonna be screwed up. I mean, now they got him sitting in some jail down in South Carolina. I mean,
so he is still in custody. No one bails him out.
Yeah. The judge said no bail. So that means.
Because they know that they can, you know, they certainly could pay their way out. I believe that was the same thing with T.I., right, Sherry? They wouldn't bail him out either.
Not at first. And
T.I. got bailed out by his liquor label.
Camp came back and gave some conditions, you know, then the judge was a little bit more lenient. But at first, the judge didn't want to let him out at all.
He's in the house arrest, which means he cannot leave the confines of his house.
No, he can't even have any visitors.
He got the ankle bracelet and the whole shebang.
And they won't even let him have visitors because he tried to have a big party at his house for Thanksgiving, and they won't allow anybody at his house right now except for him and Tiny.
T.I. can have his immediate family, like his mother, his father.
Nope. Just
can't
Tiny.
Have them either?
I live right here in Atlanta with T.I.,
yeah.
Trust me. And he
mother
cannot have him. Anybody in his house other than him and his
uh-huh.
baby mama, and that's it.
Wait
that's
a minute.
Why
uh-huh.
he wouldn't, they wouldn't let him have the Thanksgiving party at his house. His whole family wanted to come over to his house for Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
and they told him no. The only
uh-huh.
people allowed at his house right now is
uh-huh.
him and Tiny. End of story.
And,
oh, no.
and the federal government makes sure because was.
And I did actually hear that. I think Smooth had reported that last week. They also have a baby on the way, right?
Well,
I didn't hear that.
A little girl.
Yeah, little
I don't
girl.
Know. Tiny got caught with marijuana the same night that
yep.
they caught him with all those.
Right.
Yeah, she had. They got her for possession of marijuana.
Well,
so,
okay.
Tiny's career has been over with because.
Now, Smooth is saying
that
he's out. I don't know what he's talking about by he's out. I don't know. Maybe he was referring to T.I., but he said it's a $10,000 bond for Lil Wayne and it has to be pre approved. So I don't know what he means by that. Hit us back in the chat room, Smooth, and update us what he's.
Now, pre-approved means that the judge has to grant that, and
uh-huh.
and I think it was South Carolina he got busted
uh-huh.
in, and he lucky he didn't get busted in Mississippi. So Mississippi, they probably would have hung his butt by now. You know, Mississippi, they don't like
mm-hmm.
black people.
They wouldn't have played. What state was it Lil Wayne got busted in?
I think it was South Carolina.
New Mexico?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I know it was a southern state. But see, Mala, with Lil Wayne, I don't know what's going on. Brown Sugar, maybe you can answer this question
uh-huh.
for me. What's going
Go
on
ahead.
With R. Kelly with the child molestation 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Uh-huh.
You got Barry Bonds, who's going to jail for perjury. Michael Vick, Lil Wayne, T.I. What is going on? It seems like lately black entertainers
mm-hmm.
cannot keep
like,
themselves out of jail. What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a magnifying glass that's underneath the black entertainers, you know. But then I can't say that because look at Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. You feel me?
Yeah,
so,
but think about it. They're white. And you notice though, the government
mm-hmm.
they are so lenient on white people because I said it before and I'll say it again. Michael Vick's from my hometown, Virginia. But if Michael Vick would have been a white, I hate to say this word, but a white cracker, he wouldn't have got no
right.
jail time for doing that to his dog because white people they beat the hell out. Beat the hell out of their dogs all the time, and they don't go to jail, especially those rednecks down in the deep south. All they do is beat their dogs and everything, and they don't go to jail. But you know why? Nobody squeals on them. Michael Vick got sold out by somebody, by some of his boys who he supposed to grow up with. And see, that's what irritates me the most. When your own
mm-hmm.
people get so jealous of you, and they
mm-hmm.
want to drop a dime on your ass to see you fail, just because they don't have it, they don't want you to have it.
Right.
And don't you think that that's where our responsibility comes in? Mike Vick, O.J. Simpson, T.I., Lil Wayne, all these people that you just named, all these people, that's self-deprivation. They did that
right.
to themselves. If you don't give your homies nothing to squeal on you about, then you have nothing to worry about. And we
right,
need
right.
to get out of the – again, here's another one of them situations where black people get on the wrong damn bandwagons. Now, we're
right.
sitting here willing to jump on Mike Vick's bandwagon. I don't care what any other person would do. What Mike Vick did was extremely wrong. It is against
uh-huh.
the law to fight dogs. So whether
right.
I agree with it, you agree with it, or anybody else agree with it, it's against the law. And this man had a career ahead of him that was unlike any other NFL player. People in Atlanta don't even go to the games anymore because he's not there. The bottom line is that this is called self-hatred all over again. What Lil
yeah.
Wayne did is his own fault. What T.I. did was his own fault. T.I. don't need to be walking around with no silencers and no machine guns. You would think
right.
that after his bodyguard got killed, which was his best friend, that would
right.
teach him that violence doesn't change or solve a damn thing. And the bottom line is that what O.J.'s in jail now, not because somebody took something from him, but because he took the law into his own hands to try to go and get the things back. That's not the
yeah.
proper way to handle that. So
well,
we can sit here and talk about
white
people are all over all these people. No, these people did all of these things to themselves
yeah.
because black, white, or purple, you know you
yeah.
have to abide by the laws. That's what they're there
right.
for.
Right, right, absolutely.
Real quick,
I want to shout out the listeners in the chat room. Hold on a second, J5. We got guest 3570, 3560, 3562, lip service. Guest 3325, J5 on the line. Guest 124568, guest 3213. Then we have guest 3192. And we got I Love New York and then Blog Talk Radio. Is that Blog Talk Radio? Lip Service. Okay, I guess that's lip service again. Okay, we got two lip services. Anyway, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. For those of you who are joining us, we certainly are having a heated topic. And you know what? This topic is some. Oh, Lover Cake just joined us. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're getting it off our chest tonight. As you see, it has certainly been an incredible topic, and this is not a one-show topic, unfortunately. We only have 4 minutes left, but I certainly want to encourage all of you to join in the chat room. Any questions or comments you have, hit us up, or if you want to call in real quick, voice your opinion, you can hit us up at 646-716-8697. All right. You know, I just appreciate both of you, Sherry and J5, for joining me tonight, and you know, just putting it out there because this is truly an interesting topic as well. CC, you've just joined us. Welcome, CC. You know, I just really appreciate your different opinions because I can truly respect the fact that being an African-American woman and having to work hard for everything that I have had in life, it teaches me not only to appreciate where I am right now, but also to know not to take nothing for granted, because everything in life that you work hard for can certainly be taken away if you take advantage of it or if you go down the wrong path or if you do something that is, like Sherry is stating, self-inflicted pain or hate or whatever may be the word. So certainly you want to make sure that, you know, you try not to go down that wrong path, because the consequences that you have to pay sometimes can be priceless, you know. Absolutely. So what I want to do real quick, Sherry, if you want to view your opinion, and then J5, we have 3 minutes left. Any last thoughts that you may want to have, and then I need to do the show announcements for the upcoming week.
Okay. One quick thing I just want to say is that I just hope and pray that in the year 2008, we as black people learn that until we start building our own corporations and our own businesses so that we ensure that our kids have a fair place to work, a place where they can make the same amount of money so that they can raise their families the way white families do, then we will continue to be where we are at the bottom of the barrel. So I just ask that everybody take a better look at where you stand in your race and understand that when you talk about one black person, you're talking about us all, because when we walk through those doors in corporate America or anywhere that we venture out into in America, nobody sees us for anything other than what we are and who we represent, and that's the black race.
All right. All right. And J5, oh, welcome Fire Dog to Brown Sugar Radio. All right, I'm shouting out all the listeners that are joining us, most definitely. Go ahead, J5.
No, I mean, well, I just want to say one thing, and that is all to all the young people that out there, that be out there, like 18, 19, 20 years old, and people in general who go around saying, well, my vote is only one vote. It ain't going to make much of a difference. I tell them all the time, if you don't vote, don't say a damn thing about anything, because as far as I'm concerned, if you don't vote, you don't have no voice. And I hate it when people complain and don't do anything about it, whether speaking up or writing letters, because one vote, one letter, does make a difference. I mean, you can write one letter, and out of millions of letters that don't get read, that one letter that you write that do get read might make a difference. So when people don't vote and complain, they get on, you people get on my damn nerves, and as far as I'm concerned, you don't exist. I mean, forgive me if it sounds mean, but that's just how it is. If you don't vote, you can't complain. And your word, your life has no existence on this planet because you're just a waste. You know, Dr. King did all this. Malcolm X did all this. Marcus Garvey did all this for us to have rights. And people just throw it away. Makes me sick to my stomach. So,
All right. All right. Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for being a loyal listener on Brown Sugar Radio. Also, too, go ahead and shout out your show link real quick, J5, and the same thing with you, Sherry.
J5VE 2831 this Saturday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I tell people right now, if you have a weak heart or if you have a weak soul, my show is not going to be for you Saturday because I'm not pulling no punches, no hold bars, I'm not biting my tongue. So if you got something to say, and, you know, want to debate, call in. But if you got a weak heart, don't call in because I'm not feeling sorry for anybody on Saturday. The topic is election 08.
All right.
So,
okay, and Sherry, go ahead and shoot out your show.
We are at the Cocktails and Conversations with the Hill Girls. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/HILL-girls. And we are on weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Mondays is Mojo Mondays, where we bring you motivational speakers, spiritual people. Tuesdays is Fashion Sense Tuesdays, where Valisha brings you the latest on fashions. Wednesdays is Ladies Nights, where we talk about nothing but women's issues. And on Thursdays and Fridays, it's Happy Hour, where you never know what you're going to get, but the hour will be happy.
All right. Yeah, and bring your cocktail, y'all. I'm telling you, because they do it big. Oh, cocktails and conversations.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to have my wife, Zinfandel. Now, for those of you who don't know, Sherry's sister is going to be a featured guest on our show next Wednesday. I'm going to go over the show announcements. J5 and Sherry, you're more than welcome if you want to hang on. I'm just going to do the announcements for next week, and then it's a wrap for this evening. So, okay, you're more than welcome to stay on the line and listen or join us in the chat room. Okay, let's see, what am I feeling like right now? I'm trying to think what I want to play. I think we're going to roll with, let's see, we're going to play Hood Figure. I love this song. All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready to do it on Brown Sugar Radio? All right. Up and coming show for next week. I'm going to do a special treat for those of you who don't know Brown Sugar Radio. We have our shows on every Tuesday and Thursday. However, I've added a bonus segment, okay, because we're going to celebrate next week a brand new you. We're going to have an empowering week of health, beauty, and fashion. Okay, that's what's up. On the 28th is celebrity makeup artist Casey. She reveals some brilliant tricks on how to boost your looks and, you know, enhance your natural beauty. Then on the 29th, we have Valisha Hill, whose sister just joined us today with a powerful debate we had. Valisha Hill, who believes that it makes no sense not to look good. She was a top runway model in U.S. and Paris. So y'all come and learn how to look like a Hollywood hottie next Wednesday night on Brown Sugar Radio. Both of these shows that I just announced are 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. However, due to the conflicts in schedule with Trina, on the 31st, okay, we are going to have Trina, who's going to be at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, all right? And then we have another show, which is Coach Dion, back-to-back. Yes, your girl Brown Sugar is doing two shows back-to-back. I'm tripping, huh? But, you know, we got to get in where we fit in, right? Busy celebrities, busy schedule, so I took what I could get. So we're going to keep it rolling and do a double feature show on the 31st, which is Trina at 4 p.m., Coach Dion, who will have vital information, okay, on her 21-day mind and body detox system. This will help you lose weight and keep it off. Did y'all hear me? And keep it off. Coach Dion has lost over 100 pounds, y'all. She's went from a size 22 to a size 6. Yes. Yes, did y'all hear what I said? I want to make sure that y'all heard Coach Dion has lost 100 pounds. Okay, I had to stop the music, make sure you heard me clearly. Yes, she's been motivating and training for over 4 years and has helped men and women obtain a healthy lifestyle. She's committed to her listeners, and this switchboard is tripping. Y'all hold on a hot second. I don't know what is going on with this switchboard tonight. It's acting a fool. Okay. Start. This switchboard is cutting up. Goodness. What is going on tonight? Man, you think it's Freaky Friday. All right. We're going to keep it rolling. Anyway, Coach Dion, like I was sharing with you, is going to be after Trina's show. Lord is doing it again. Okay, you know what? We just not going to have no music because it's acting a hot mess. Something now won't cut off. Boy, I tell you, only on Brown Sugar Radio. What is really going on? Lord, Lord, Lord. All right, anyway, we going to make it through what it's due. And I think it's back on the top again. Okay, you know what? I'm about to wring this switchboard's neck. I'm telling you, this has been a crazy night, man. And it's starting up again. You know what? We're going to call it a wrap. Oh, Lord, this switchboard want to do what it want to do, and I'm just not feeling it. So, y'all stay tuned next week. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to do what we do on Brown Sugar Radio next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Come through, come one, come all. Keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great day. God bless.